in the headlines, the Oystens oil spill, the cleanup at an advanced stage after an overflow since 2 o'clock this morning. Meantime, Vice Chair of the Oystens Bay Garden says they're confident they'll be open for business tonight. The president also says tonight will be Oystens as usual. A 10-year-old court case ends with a woman found guilty of stealing $27,000 from the Barbados Transport Board. President Donald Trump is thinking about selling his Tesla car amid his public row with the company's chief, Elon Musk, as his company's shares drop significantly. And later in sports at 12:40 p.m., the West Indies team, affected by the new UK visa regulations for Trinidadians, preventing two players from arriving in London in time for the start of the T20 series. This is the lunchtime edition of The Latest. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Details coming up. Following a significant overflow of an oil tank in Oystens at approximately 2 o'clock this morning, officials have confirmed that the cleanup process is at an advanced stage. The main access routes to Oystens, the courts, polyclinic, and some businesses have been closed since earlier today, restricting both vehicular and pedestrian traffic. Damien Catlin, Group Health, Safety, Security, and Environmental Manager at the Barbados National Energy Company Limited, provided an update to Starcom Network News moments ago.
Around 2 a.m. this morning in the Oystens Bay Garden, it was originated at our pump facility just north of the Bay Garden. You would have had some oil overflowing one of our tanks and proceeding down the parking into the parking lot towards the area of Granny's. We were alerted to the spill by personnel from the Bay Gardens, who themselves reacted quite quickly and initiated response procedures. On us being notified around 2, we would have deployed our personnel from the National Terminal, as well as the oil field in Woodburn, who would have come and deployed oil boom and recovery equipment.
Mr. Catlin also commended staff and vendors at the Oystens Bay Garden for their quick response, which prevented any oil from entering the marine environment.
Because of the rapid response by the personnel, the public at Oystens Bay Garden, Mr. Kimar, I don't recall his last name, the president at the Bay, we have to give him a lot of credit. His personnel reacted extremely quickly, and they would have started the process of burming the marine outfall, and when we arrived on site, we would have brought our heavy equipment, and that has been, the outfall has been sealed, and we can state that to date, no marine impacts have occurred. So we would have trapped all of the oil before it entered the sea.
That's Group Health, Safety, Security, and Environmental Manager at the Barbados National Energy Company Limited, Damien Catlin. Meanwhile, Starcom Network News also spoke to a few vendors who expressed concern about the loss of business.
Today is a day where we spent a little piece of money. Those guys just got to buy fish to sell on a Friday. People are trying to fish today. There's buy fish to sell on a Friday night. And it really affect me in a negative way. We have no income because we can't sell no state fish. Luckily, like, we got some fish package out, like if somebody pass through and want packaged fish, you can sell them, but at this point, we can't have a state, nothing. And it disturbed that. And the market is normally shut for like 6-7, so 3 hours, 4 hours, don't be saying anything when it comes to this business.
Good day to make some money. So business slow now. People in the Bay Garden want fish, can't get the fish. Customers come in, they can't get the fish. Mm-hmm. Definitely, I had to cancel some orders. Nobody can come and say where one. We just get messages on the phone, the market closed, that's it. That's it, the market closed. They didn't see the reason, the market closed, that's it. At first, we didn't know what it was.
Vendors at Oystens today. Chairman of the Oystens Bay Garden, President Kimar Harris, also gave an update of the situation, and he has pointed to severe loss of income for vendors in the area, even though he's confident things should resume tonight.
The event or the happenings of now is a very saddened state for us, all business owners, both the Bay Garden personnel and the fish market and the surrounding businesses. Equally, persons that work in this environment. Friday is our busiest day, as equally the tourism season has come to a halt. So equally, persons will not be happy they will not be joyous, considering all in all as human beings. But something has happened, and we're working with it. We're working with the best way to see how it goes, that we can actually be able to work by evening into nighttime. And we pray still that we have a good night.
That's Chairman of the Oysters Beer Garden, Kima Harris, in the lunchtime edition. Stalene Allen was found guilty of theft and money laundering when her trial finally concluded yesterday in the No. 5A Supreme Court. Allen of East Point St. Philip had denied stealing $27,899 belonging to the Transport Board of Barbados between November 7, 2014 and November 3, 2015. She had also pleaded not guilty to engaging in money laundering in the process of $27,899 being proceeds of crime between the same dates. She was represented by senior counsel Andrew Pilgrim and attorney Summer Hassel, while principal state counsel John Catwell and state counsel Elizar Williams prosecuted. The jury's verdict was unanimous. Counsel Pilgrim requested a pre-sentencing report, which was granted by Justice Christopher Birch. The judge allowed Allen to remain on bail pending its completion and adjourned the matters until the 10th of October this year. Former Director of Public Prosecutions, Senior Counsel Donna Babb Agard, has officially been sworn in as a High Court judge. Ms. Babb Agard was appointed as the acting judge of the High Court back in January. President Dame Sandra Mason administered the oath in a brief ceremony at State House today.
I'm thankful to the government of Barbados and the Judicial Appointment Committee for reposing this confidence in me. I intend to continue to do my best in this job. I am no shirker. Hard work won't kill me. And so I'm going to continue to serve as best I can, to be fair, and continue to work with integrity. The law is a jealous mistress, but I think sometimes you also have to balance that with making sure that you look after yourself mentally and physically. But I think that I'm up to the task. So I really appreciate this opportunity, and I'm grateful for it.
That's newly appointed High Court Judge, Senior Counsel Donna Babb Agard. And finally, President Donald Trump says he's thinking about selling his Tesla car amid his public row with the company's chief Elon Musk as his company's shares drop. Shares of Musk's electric vehicle company Tesla plunge more than 14% as investors dump their holding amid the war of words between President Trump and Musk. Our top stories. The Oystens oil spill cleanup is at an advanced stage after an overflow since 2 o'clock this morning. Meantime, president of the Oystens Beer Garden is confident that business should be open back by tonight. A 10-year-old court case ends with a woman found guilty of stealing $27,000 from the Barbados Transport Board. And President Donald Trump thinking about selling his Tesla car amid his public row with the company's chief Elon Musk. Coming up in sports at 12:40 p.m., the West Indies team about to start their T20 series against England, but without some Trinidadians who could not get into the UK. This has been the lunchtime edition of The Latest on Starcom Network. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp at me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. And like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.